This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and today I'm joined again by Superintendent Charles Osgey. Good morning, Charles, and Happy New Year.
Good morning, Happy New Year, and winter is here.
Winter is here. It's chilly and brisk outside, and it's also our first gathering of the new year,
yes,
but also the new semester.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to talk about the strategic plan that Johnson County School District is currently embarking on.
Yes.
Could you tell us where we are in the process of that?
So, board approved it in December, have a meeting scheduled with APQC, who's going to help lead that revisit of our strategic plan this week, and then we'll start setting dates and times. And what that will consist of is Marty's her name, will come in, she'll visit with community members, stakeholders, administration. There's a process to this, and so we're going to revisit what we currently have. And if it's time to make changes, we'll make those critical changes as through that process. But for me, it's exciting. When we talk about leadership, we talk about culture and people being on the same page, we always bring up the question, why are we doing this? So to really understand what we're doing well, maybe some areas that we need to grow in, but more importantly is defining why we're doing it and where we want to be is part of what gets me excited about the strategic planning. Because that's where all of our decisions will be made. At a building leadership and at the district level leadership, we tie things back to our strategic plan, which also comes back to how we allocate our resources. And resources for me is people, money, and time. And so as we put those things in front of us, obviously money is limited on what we receive. Time, there's only 24 hours in a day and 7 days a week. And people is just keeping them coming back every day. So a strategic plan can play a critical role on how we move the needle forward as a district. You and I have talked several times, there's going to be many opportunities, or as we reference, challenges coming forward in the future. But that's part of the process. So having procedures, but more importantly, having those goals, why we do what we do, so we can make decisions. When the opportunities come up, it excites me. It really does.
So strategic plans, I think most people agree that, you know, to have a plan is a good idea rather than just hurling an organization at whatever is happening operationally. The idea of a strategic plan is a roadmap of where you are to where you want to get to, and it looks at all the possible options and so on. I think there are also a number of people who sort of groan and roll their eyes slightly at the notion of a strategic plan, because they also can be very expensive. They take a lot of time out of people's days to produce, but then they sit in a beautiful binder on a shelf and gather dust. Is this one going to be any different?
It's not going to sit in a binder and it's not going to collect dust. So the answer is yes. It's going to be different. The reality for me, got to clear my voice on this cold day. The reality for me, this strategic plan is part of that culture thing that we talk about all the time, that I talk about. It's what is our purpose? What do we do not only individually, but it can't go up on the shelf. It's not a checkbox to say we have a strategic plan. Our strategic plan needs to be something. What is the action that needs to be taken once it's developed to make sure it's in motion? is my goal with this. And that comes back to, and I'm going to use that. Part of this is I've already started pre-planning. What are we doing well? I mean, this isn't, you know, some of the things we're doing very well doesn't currently align to what we do with our strategic plan. We also got to have a strategic plan that is functionable, not so, and I call the word pretty. It's up on the board. It looks sharp. But do we value everything that's up there? Can we actually do the things that it says we're supposed to do? It should be simple and functionable. And it could be as simple as my goal is to have a resource allocation plan that ties to our strategic plan. We talk about funding. Districts around the state are no different than us. There are districts that their ADM is reducing, and that reduction means less money. But yet the cost of living goes up. So that same cost of living, the cost to keep the lights on, the cost to heat the buildings, the cost to keep people employed. So finding that balance and making those opportunities, those hard decisions is going to come. What is our focus? And so that resource allocation for me is super exciting. We are, and I say exciting in such a way that it needs to be implemented in such a way that when Charles is gone or there's a new board in place or there's new administrators, this is where Johnson County School District Number 1, along with the community, want to be with the kids and the education here.
So and is a strategic plan required for a school district? Is it something that...
It's something, it's a checkbox. I'll be honest with you, through accreditation, what's your strategic plan? Then they ask what you're doing. However, a checkbox is different than an actual culture that believes in what they're doing. So having a strategic plan, there are high-functioning districts that they first thing they come back to, what is our strategic plan? What is our goal? What is our expectations? That's how they make decisions. So every time leadership changes at a district level, whether it's at the board level, whether it's at the superintendent's or the principal's level, it's a core value of what we're doing. So you're not always changing, because change is hard. We all know that when somebody new comes in, they're making changes. Well, if we have systems in place that everybody believes in, they come in and they just continue the journey. That's the purpose for me to have a strategic plan, not that binder that goes up on the shelf and you dust it off every 5 years for accreditation and then pray to God you've been following it, right? Mm-hmm. It should be a belief system of what we actually do, but it needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be so deep. If you make it too complicated, it's never going to be a goal that can be met. We simply use words that we want to do what's best for all kids. Absolutely we do. But in some cases, we can't do everything, right? We have to really focus our, we'll come back to revenue and time. Those are the things that we don't have a lot of control over, but we've got to focus those pieces to what we can offer and can't offer. As a superintendent, I don't want to be the superintendent that offers so many things that we're doing it very poorly. Mm-hmm. We got to narrow this down part of the strategic plan. What are our main priorities, and this is where we're going to put our time and effort and resources into, and what's best for kids in the long run. So
what are the kind of component parts of the strategic plan that you envisage as part of this process? What is the end result going to outline and identify?
Well, part of it is resources. Where do we put our resources? Another one is, again, we've started this journey with professional learning communities because that impacts the quality of education. So staying focused with PLCs, making sure our resources and under resources, that includes everything from salaries and benefits to activities, how we fund and at what level we're going to fund them. That resource allocation to salaries and benefits, do we want to be competitive with districts around us? So what's it going to take to get from our current base salary to similar salaries around us, which could be $3,000 to $4,000 more than us on a base salary? Well, what does that look like? Well, in our world, we want everything, but the pot of money doesn't go up or the amount of time doesn't extend. I mean, as much as everybody would probably love it, have 14 days in a week and 36 hours in a day, people are just getting exhausted. It's not the way it's going to work. We talk about the mental health of things as teachers are just as exhausted as everybody else. So we can't ask more out of them when it comes to time, but that resource allocation is probably number one. And where do we put that? Do we continue with professional learning communities and the PLC, which requires PD, which requires time and days? Salaries and benefits. We all know insurance goes up every year, but in the funding model, it doesn't increase. We all knew food service is not reimbursed by the state in any form or fashion. But we know that's a critical component to making sure kids are fed, and Ricky does a great job with those. So all of that transportation, as we talked about, we've done a lot of focus on raising our classified salary schedules up, but where are they competitive? We're our public schools, so when we raise salaries and benefits, we can't pass that on to the consumers. So we're pretty limited to what we can and can't do. So special education is, if you'll notice statewide, there's a lot more happening with special ed. Just in our district, special education can run anywhere from $3 to $4 million. And so, but if you place one student out of district placement, that could easily be $500,000. So how do you budget? How do you plan for that? Depreciation reserve. There's a lot of things that, you got to save for those rainy days. Murphy Law says when you buy a piece of equipment,
that's not reimbursed by the state, it's going to break at some point in time. So you got to maintain it so it lasts longer. How do we maintain our buildings? That's part of our strategic plan, too, is what do we want our buildings to look like? We have over $20 million worth of projects over the next 5 to 8 years on a $1.2 million major maintenance budget. So how do we plan all those things? What is critical? You know, we all want the best, but in some cases, we just might have to maintain what we have until we can afford to fix it.
So clearly, from what you've just described, there are so many balls in the air to juggle. What is going to be the process for bringing everything down into an orderly fashion? Are you going to do a lot of consultation? Is there going to be a lot of specialists?
This is the reason why we hired APQC to come in here, because this is what they do. They help us bring, and I'm just going to use Charles as an example, so I don't use anybody else. I have the right to throw myself under the bus, so I'm going to do that today. It's not my personal belief. It's a belief about what do we do? What do we need to move forward as a district? Not Charles's, as a superintendent, his personal beliefs and things. Although I believe my personal beliefs align to what's best for kids. You have a third party that says, here's what you're held accountable for. So here's what you need to do. Curriculum-wise, we talk about the basket of goods. Well, we all want to do something different with curriculum, but this person will come in and say, you still got the basket of goods to teach to. So what are we doing with our curriculum, our alignment, and our PLCs to make sure we're meeting the accountability piece that's established by the state with what we should be teaching kids? So we would all like to have, you know, so many days off during Christmas, and our alternative calendars are 4-day weeks or 4.5-day weeks. We still have to have somebody that reminds us we still have these expectations. And so what are the parameters? Or in some cases, as a coach, I would say, what are the rules of the game would be their job. And then how do we balance what our needs are and then prioritize them 1, 2, 3, and 4 of what that looks like. And it might be up to 10, but I think 10 is too many. But that's the job of this person, is to help us create something that we can actually implement, put into action, and can be supported long term. We know a strategic plan can come in and we'll make changes in 1 year. By golly, this is what we're going to do. And then it gets put up on the shelf because we get complacent. We get okay with what we have. And that's not what effective districts do. So
what opportunities will there be for parents to make their own opinions?
So there'll be some opportunity for stakeholders and people to give their input. And let's have another conversation. We'll probably even get Marty involved, and maybe we can do that through a phone call of what that looks like and get her on so we can start preparing all the stakeholders and how she's going to do the interview process. But this won't be a rubber stamp of what we had. This will not be where Charles and a few district leadership people come together and say, this is what we want to do. We want to make sure we're getting the input of as many subgroups as we can. I don't want to make a statement that every community member, every stakeholder is going to have their individual voice, but there will be opportunities for people to come to the table and have a conversation. But this is also a conversation you've had multiple times. Just because this is your opinion doesn't necessarily mean this is the direction we have to go, because we have to put all these parameters into place. What are we held accountable for? What is our time, resources, and how do we narrow that focus? So honestly, our jobs become easier because we say that's not the road we're going to go down. That's the distractions. We want to stay out of the borrow ditches or the weeds, as people call it, and stay on our interstate, because there will be enough road closures and opportunities with that stuff, construction that has to take place.
So what kind of topic areas or issues would you envisage parents being asked to make
what do they want of their school district? What do they want their kids? Kind of somewhat similar to a profile of a graduate. How are we moving those things forward? What systems are in place to make sure that when we make decisions, I can look up at our strategic plan and say, this is what the board and the community wants, right? The board is elected by the community. This is the direction they come at, the board as a whole. But again, finding what we want and what we're held accountable for, and kind of meshing the two, I think is what gets me excited. And it's a journey. Let's be clear. Once this strategic plan is developed with the goal of starting to implement it in 2024-25,
This isn't going to happen overnight. However, what I don't want to lose is all the good things that we've done for the last 2.5 years. I mean, there's lots of things that have been done great in this district for a long time, for generations to come. However, the things that we have been able to do in the last 2.5 years, there's even the peer review made the statement, there's a lot of great things happening. And the question came back, so what is the next step? The next step is to continue the journey, to continue the processes, because they're only started. We're not finished yet. So that will be the same thing with the strategic plan. So I don't want our strategic plan to come in and say, well, we're going to start all over and 2.5 years worth of work goes down the drain, because we've already been shown that this work is beneficial for kids. So we want to establish it so 10 years from now they can say, look where we've been.
So before we wrap up, I need to ask you, if you flip this around, and what would you say to people whose response is, this sounds like there's no room for creativity, everything's just going to be prescribed, there's going to be this kind of straitjacket, I'm not going to be able to be flexible in any way. How are you going to build flexibility and creativity into the plan as well?
By getting input, but that creativity, that's what I love about a strategic plan. It has to be simple enough that it allows you to have that creativity with understanding what your parameters are, right? I do not want a scripted strategic plan that's 20 pages in length that says, when the door rings, you step to the left, you turn the doorknob, this is what you do. The creativity is to say, welcome to the JCSD number one, here's what we offer kids. So that flexibility needs to be by simplifying it, not making it so rigid that you have to do what you just said. This is what it says. I mean, it's a creativity. Where do we want our kids to be? Would they want them to be successful citizens, have that flexibility? Well, what are the parameters? Well, they still have to meet these certain requirements to get a diploma, but what's the flexibility within that? So we need to create something, and I totally agree with that, because I would be opposed to the details of so fine that you can't be creative. That would be a strategic plan that's not able to implement, because we're all human, right?
So you mentioned number of pages, and as we've been talking, I've been thinking, I'm trying to envisage in my mind this strategic plan. How many pages do you think it has?
Well, the current one, if you look at it on our website, has several, and it hasn't been updated since 2013 or 15. It's been rubber stamped. The surface has been taken out of. I'm going to say my ultimate goal would be no more than 3, and preferably just one main page with some parameters, but I know it's not going to be that, because the current draft resource allocation plan is multiple pages, many pages actually, because there are so many things we have to fund, we need to know where we put our money, right? Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean our vision is not to have the most competitive wages. So that's a simple thing. But then the processes under that is where the document gets very long. Is that fair?
Yes.
We want to be
the supporting
document is going to be huge, but the main document should be very simple.
Okay. Well, Charles, thank you very much for explaining the vision for the strategic plan. I'm sure we're going to be talking about it again. I wish you well with this process. It sounds like there's an awful lot involved.
There is, absolutely. But the fact is, we're talking about it. I'm excited about it, but an excitement also comes with a little anxiety, because there's a lot of work to be done.
Can you remind us of the time frame?
So the goal is to have this done and begin the implementation of this next year for 24-25.
And when you say next year, are we talking calendar year or are we talking academic year?
So we're talking the school year. So after July 1st mm-hmm. of this year, when we start the school year of 24-25, I'm hoping that we're beginning the process of implementing our new strategic plan.
Okay. Well, I wish you well with this gargantuan endeavor.
It's exciting.
It is exciting for you. Thank you very much, and thank you again, and so nice to see you.
Thank you.